So there are different kinds of wines, and they have different colors. So I want you to think about, or Bordeaux, or Chardonnay. Like, those are, I think, deeper. Bordeaux's are very deep, deep red. They're almost, they're not black, obviously, but they're very deep red. Then you have wines that are, I'm not talking about rosés. You have wines that are not as deep a red, and then you have rosés. So is there a preference, as far as the Seder is concerned, which color wine one should have? So let's assume, just to avoid other shilas, that they're all of equal quality. They're all of equal flavor. You don't have a preference to the flavor of either of them. So this brings us to sugya in Pesachim Kuvches. There is an opinion cited of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Shiheh Bo Tam Umare. And Rava says, where do you know? Where did Rabbi Yehuda know that you have to have both a tam of wine and a mara of wine? Tam of wine meaning that it has a kick to it. It has some addictive quality to it. And also that it has a mara. Pasuk says, Al tere yayin ki yis adam. Pasuk in Mishlei, which is basically, Shlomo Melech is warning you not to drink too much, but the pasuk is sometimes misinterpreted. Could somebody translate the word Al tere? The word tera, al tera yayin ki yis adam, tuf resh aleph.
Don't be afraid of fear.
Don't fear, really? That's what you thought? I thought from a different word.
Okay.
See, that's what I thought from. Don't look at wine ki yis adam because you become red. So the Rashbam says that what this word, this pasuk means, tera, is a lashon of chimud, of desire. Not sure where he knows that Tere is a lashon of desire, not so where we see that Shoresh being a lashon of desire. Don't desire wine. So Rashbam says, the fact that... Nah, but that is ki nechmad hu. Nechmad l'arayna, yaha. So he's saying it really means mare, and then it's just, that happened to be nechmad l'mare. But that doesn't mean everything that you see is nechmad. No, a source where the word where that shoresh definitionally means addictive or desirous, maybe I don't know. So the Rashbam says that you shouldn't become addicted. You shouldn't be drawn. You shouldn't be chomed yayin ki yis adam. Literally, because you're going to turn red. So that's not talking about the wine being red. That's talking about the fact that if you drink too much wine, your eyes, I assume, you'll get bloodshot. You don't get bloodshot because red is wine. Wine is red, right? What happens if you get drunk on white wine? Your eyes aren't going to be bloodshot? It's a funny drasha. But okay, there must be more here, which escapes me. But we learn from here that you have to have red wine. So the question is, how red is the wine? So I have this, somebody gave me a sefer, Yeshua's Kohen, a cousin of his, Yaakov Golkowitz's cousin, Neretz Yisrael, put this sefer out. And he had an interesting shtickle about how red should the wine be? Because there's machlokas, not in Pesachim, in Shabbos, how you're supposed to be mosaic the wine. In Arve Pesachim, it talks about being mosaic wine 3-1. 3 parts water to 1 part. In the olden days, they used to have like, wine was like a syrup. It was like a thick, you couldn't drink it normally, as the Gemara in Pesachim points out. So those of you who did the daf just had it a week or two ago. It was a thick, nasty syrup. You couldn't drink it. But if you diluted it 3-1, 3 parts water to 1 part, yayin, that one part of the syrup, then you could drink it. So that's one opinion. That's the opinion of Rava, 3-1. Abaye, in Maseches Shabbos, Abaye says, no, it's 2-1. It's 2-1, 2 parts water to 1 part of wine. That's how you're supposed to be mosaic the wine to get the proper, it's a funny machlokas. What did they do? How did they drink the wine? Are we talking about different cities? Are we talking about different communities had different appreciations of the intensity of the flavor? What kind of machlokas is it, 2-1 or 3-1? That's also for another shmuz. So anyway, Abaye says, I have a raya that it's supposed to be 2-1 from a Mishnah Nida. Because the Mishnah Nida says that there are different reds that are considered tame. And among the reds that are considered tame is the red of Yayin Mazug. And the Mishnah itself says 2-1. The Mishnah says, Yain Mazig means, K'mazig shamart lecha b'shnei chalke mayim v'echad yain, 2-1. So Abaye says, you see, I have a proof that the mazig that you should have when you're mosaic wine, when you're diluting the wine, it should be 2-1 because that's the kind of red that we want. You hear where I'm going? So you see there are different reds, and one of the reds, at least for in terms of Tumas Dam, is why there's a little 2-to-1. So we see there are very different shades of red. So the Sefer Yishuas Kohen points out very simply, whether you pass like Rava or like Abaye, that's 3-to-1, 3 parts water to 1 part syrup, or 2-to-1, either way, we of course usually pass like Rava, and Rava said it's 3-to-1. So, because we always pass like Rava, except Yaal Kagam, this is not one of the Yaal Kagams. So always we pass like Rava, that you need 3-to-1. Let's think for a second. If you had, imagine you have a red syrup. Imagine it was a very deep colored red, a really deep colored red syrup. You poured 1/4 cup full of that, and you poured 3/4 cup with the water. How red would your cup be? Less red, right?
You have it over there.
Oh, that's what I'm finding. Right, you have this, right? You wouldn't have this. This is the deeper red, or maybe even this is even a little lighter than the deepest red. But after 3 parts water, you'd have something like this. You'd have something like Reuven. Maybe you'd even get a nice parochas. Thank you. So therefore, the Chorif, and the fact that the Mishnah says that you're supposed to have Yayin Mazug, the Gemara says you have to have Yayin Mazug in Pesach, that you're learning, and it has to be 3-to-1, by definition, from that Gemara, it sounds like the red that we're talking of is not the deepest red that you might have thought. It's a red that would have been 3-to-1 diluted. So maybe, you came in today thinking that deep Bordeaux or Chardonnay red is the reddest of the red. That's the most lechatchila. And I know, I learned Psachim, right, that it has to be red. But according to this Nakuda, that it has to be diluted, maybe it shouldn't be the deepest red. Maybe a rosé would be the better color. Again, putting aside the quality of the wine. But maybe a rosé color might be more lechatchila than a deep, deep red. I have to do some experimentation to see what, how...
We don't have that wine
that they used to have. Right.